Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on Ben and Woods from USA Today, ABC News, Christine Brennan is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Christine, it is great to have you on in San Diego this morning. Hello.
Well, hello, and Ben and Woods, thanks so much for having me. And yeah, we're in the midst of another kind of amazing story. We never would have foreseen this a week ago, would we?
Can you imagine that this all came about from one tweet that contained seven words from even a fringe member of the NBA? Yes, a general manager, but not a high-profile, famous, you know, it wasn't LeBron James who tweeted it. It wasn't another high-profile player or even a coach. It was a GM in Houston somewhere, and this all started from that. I find that almost unbelievable.
Right. And Daryl Morey is a name that, you know, is a basketball fan, you know, and smart guy and good person. And he did what I'm sure many, many millions of Americans would like to do, and that is send out support to those in Hong Kong who are protesting basically for democracy. And I think, you know, gosh, democracy, there's a concept. Yeah, I think we're for it. This is a no-brainer in this country. And, of course, it shows how fraught with trouble any relationship can be with China. And I've been very fortunate, guys, to go to China and cover events there. Vacation once after the Seoul Olympics with Tony Kornheiser, among others. A dear friend, Tony, a work colleague and neighbor. But Tony and I did Beijing back when it was bicycles and you know, dirt roads in 88 after the Seoul Olympics. And then I was there a couple times before the Olympics in Beijing in 08, and then covered the Beijing Olympics. I was there for almost a month. So I feel like I know China, and then actually the Women's World Cup, too. So now that I think about it. So I feel like I know China fairly well. And this is no surprise to me that they are reacting this way, because they do not believe in democracy, and they do not believe in freedom of speech, which, of course, is what Daryl Morey enjoyed, as we all do right now, even. And I never should take it for granted. And I've been saying this on some TV shows, CNN and what have you, and I'll say it again on your show. China needs the NBA way more than the NBA needs China. And I am so glad Adam Silver did what he did. I get, I'm not being Pollyanna here. I get the business. I get that it's billions of dollars. I get that. But I watched this happen with the International Olympic Committee, guys, where back in 01, when the Olympic Committee picked the site for the 2008 Summer Olympics, and they picked Beijing, and right then and there, back in 01, they said, we're going to make them change, said the International Olympic Committee. And the Beijing organizers said, we will change. We will allow human rights. We will allow freedom of speech. That was a condition upon getting the Olympics. Well, of course, nothing of the sort happened. And Beijing kept being Beijing, and China kept being China. And they jailed dissidents. In fact, it got worse, not better. As the Olympics approached, they cleared out all kinds of dissidents and people who were protesting, and they shooed everybody away during the games, you know, mostly those wonderful scenes of having people watching big TV screens in Sydney or in Athens or Atlanta. Nope, none of that. Go home. So it got worse. The Olympics going to Beijing made it worse, and shame, shame, shame on the International Olympic Committee for not wielding that incredible power it had over China, because China so wanted, they craved the Olympics, and it didn't work. And the IOC blew it, the International Olympic Committee blew it. They should have done so much more. They should have held it hostage and said, hey, the Olympics are not coming here unless you do this. Didn't do that. So good for Silver to do it. And you know what? China loves its basketball. They're going to come crawling back here in some way, shape, or form. We all know it. There's not, those fans are going to miss it when it's not on their television screens, and this is going to be fascinating to watch it play out.
It's one of the crazier stories to come out in a while, and that's saying a lot. We're talking to Christine Brennan from USA Today. You know, and often doing the right thing is the hardest thing to do, and what Daryl Morey said, I think, in fact, is the right thing. It's the right moral human way to think. Obviously, though, things like that can take on a life of their own, as this has. It's hard for me, and this is just my opinion, when you see Adam Silver, and again, he was going over there anyway, but is there any part of you that feels that this is just damage control? You know, I mean, look, you're talking about a lot of money, and everybody that owns and runs a business, do you really, yeah, you want to do right by people and you want to take care of people, but the bottom line speaks loudest. Is he going over there to save his own ass, basically, is what I'm asking?
Well, certainly they want to have business in China, and I'm a big proponent of capitalism and the opportunity to do business. My father was a very successful small businessman, and my family is full of business people, so I'm all for it. I get that. But, you know, we're all going to be dead in X number of years, right? And this is how I live my life.
Yep.
And you give me 5 minutes or 3 minutes of your time, I'm going to give you my best shot. You know, I'm not going to waste your time. So I'm not going to waste our time here right now. you know, come on, Adam Silver, the NBA is doing fine. It will be doing better with more money from China. Right. I totally predict they're going to have more money from China. China is not going to say, no, we will never watch the NBA again. Now, the government might try to do that. I don't know. Would we see protests in the streets if they can't turn on their TV and see NBA games? Later on this year, I don't know. I don't know where this goes. But we do know that 500 million people watched the NBA last year in China. Of course, you know, almost double, well, not quite double, but, you know, at least half again as much of the population in the entire United States. Every person in the U.S., 30 million? 500 million in China watched the NBA. So now they're going to turn on their TV sets and they're going to go, oh, I can't watch the NBA, and that's going to be okay? That's where I think Silver wins. I think the NBA wins big time. But the government in China, make no mistake about it, they were keeping track of our comings and goings every day at the Beijing Olympics in 08. I had someone checking me in and out. I mean, I didn't do that. I just walked in and out of elevators, and they had little sheets, and they were checking our name. Fine with me. I don't care. I'm in a hallway of a hotel room. Now I'm coming back to the elevator. You know, I don't care. Whatever. But that's what they do in China. So make no mistake, this is a regime that is it's horrible. And that is repressive, and it just has trampled the rights of its citizens. And we should say it from the loudest rooftop in the United States. As weird and strange and sometimes bad as things are right now or other times in our country, by God, we are so lucky to be here. And China is not. And so if Adam Silver can push that ball along to help and be a voice, thank goodness that he did. And, yeah, maybe he was trying to save, his reputation with owners. We get that. And Daryl Morey maybe wishes he hadn't tweeted, and that's his right to not tweet.
I've been there.
But he did, and here we are.
It's happened to the best of us.
Yeah. Christine.
Exactly. But we're here now, and it's a fascinating story. But again, the U.S. can be sick of any company that based on the U.S. and our bedrock values in the U.S. should never, ever leave those companies.
Yep. Hey, Christine, I really appreciate it. I love the wisdom that you can drop. I feel a little more understanding of this issue. Always have welcome invitation onto the Ben and Woods Show here in San Diego. Thank you for your time.
Well, so nice of you to say thank you. It's an honor for me to be on. Have a great day. Thanks.
Christine Brennan, USA Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.